For members of Congress, yes, they will be going home for the long weekend, and no, they do not have a deal to raise the debt ceiling, so Washington can keep borrowing to pay what it's promised. From Capitol Hill, we have NPR's Deirdre Walsh on the line. Hi, Deirdre.
Hey there.
So we're seeing the familiar platitudes lawmakers tried out as they're when they're still talking. I think we have made progress. Things are better than yesterday. But at the table, it's widely reported the landscape is four or so pillar issues to hammer out, and they're not there yet. Are there areas that seem clear where the sides are still far apart?
I mean, I think the one area that there are significant differences is on the spending cuts. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy continues to say over and over and over again, you know, he wants a deal where the government is spending less than they're spending this year. He wants to see lower spending levels. But they do seem to be narrowing the set of issues. I mean, it's the same types of policy issues that we've been hearing about for the last couple of weeks in terms of what could be part of a deal. Some sort of policy changes to speed up energy, permits for new energy projects, clawing back unspent COVID money, potentially some sort of reforms or changes requiring work requirements for those on federal social safety net programs like food stamps. So I think the issue set is basically the same, but the biggest sticking point is the spending cuts.
The Speaker, Kevin McCarthy, has a slim Republican majority, so he needs all of his caucus, and that gives his small right flank potential leverage here. Are there areas where McCarthy seems unlikely to budge, maybe unable to budge?
I mean, I think he's unlikely to budge from just sort of the threshold question of there needs to be some form of spending cuts. I think he is not going to get the same level of spending cuts that were in the House Republican bill. And as you said, some on the right are unhappy about that, and they are likely to oppose it. But any deal that the Speaker cuts with the president is going to have to pass with a bipartisan majority. So I would expect that the Speaker will lose a decent chunk of the conservatives in the House Freedom Caucus, but he'll get a lot of other House Republicans who want to avoid a default, just like the minority leader, Hakeem Jeffries, is probably going to lose a lot of progressives who are unhappy with the cuts, but there will be others who will join to avoid a default. We just have to see the contours of the deal.
And as far as Democrats on Capitol Hill, what's your sense of the mood as to how the White House is handling these talks?
I mean, I've heard some privately complain that they wish that the president was sort of more aggressively pushing back to House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. McCarthy talks to reporters multiple times a day. He's sticking with his same message publicly. I think they're unhappy because some Democrats are worried about the types of concessions the president may end up making in the end. A lot of Democrats stepped up the pushback today. There's an effort on the House floor right now with Democrats complaining that the House shouldn't go home for recess without a deal, and so they're trying to amp up the pressure on the Speaker.
Yeah, great. And just in a couple seconds, I've read that some are suggesting a deadlines for us negotiators to have something by perhaps Tuesday, Wednesday. Does that sound right?
I think they're trying to go as fast as they can. They would like to vote by then, but as we know, we're nearing that deadline where we could run up to the default deadline.
NPR's Deirdre Walsh, thank you.